Returning to the first part of the daf, which was the idea that you find there were three people, Sha'amda Lahem Hachama, Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nachtimim ben Gurion. Yeshua ben Nun, that's Mefurish. Vayidai Mashemesh Vayereach Amad. Nachtimim ben Gurion, that's a Gemara, that's a Mesoira, that's a Sugya in Mesachtes Tainas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we had three different Makaris. Rashi and Chumash sounded like maybe he even brought a fourth, but all from the same pasuk. Hayoy mazeh ochel teis pachtecha v'yiroscha al pnei ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamoyim ashi yishmun shemacha v'rogzu v'cholom yipanach. We said that Rashi and Chumash says that it happened twice with Moshe Rabbeinu. Once by the Mocham of Sichin and Oig, Stir and Rashi was a Sichin, it was an Oig. The other time was by Amalek. Rebbeinu Bechai brings an old medrash that says it happened even five times. But Yiyech Sheyia, three people that this miracle happened to. The Lashon HaGemara in Tainus Daf Chaf is a little bit different than it is in our Gemara. Shloisha Nokta Lohem Chama. Same punchline. Shua Benun, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nachtimi Ben Gurion. If you take a look at Tosfos, there's one Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, a lot easier than that long Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos says there are two other places that I found this inyan where it was Nokta Lohem Chama on some level. The first is Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk says Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. So Yaakov Avinu had some sort of miracle that happened with the Zrichas Hashemesh, where the sun was out longer than it was supposed to have been. So how come we don't mention Yaakov Avinu? I have another case, says Tosfos, and that is Chizkiyo HaMelech. It's a story in Sefer Melachim Beis, Perikov, where Chizkiyo also had a Zasot miracle. And Tosfos struggles a little bit to understand, why is it only three? I have a four, and I even have a five. L'chayre Yaakov Avinu, and Chizkiyo HaMelech, Ayin Tosfos, with Tosfos as a text. I saw that the Achrayna Mass, that is l'chayre another time, where you find that it was Nokta loy chama to a yachid. And that is in a Yerushalmi in the end of Masechtes Ksubas. So this Yerushalmi is in the 12th parak of Masechtes Ksubas. It's discussing the day and the ptira of the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So we know that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Ksubas Kuf Gimel, Ksubas Kuf Dal is Meirich in describing and depicting the incredible events that surrounded the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We've spoken out many times that could be the reason Chazal made such a big deal about the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because that's when the year 4000 started. The very, very last Gemara, Masechta Soita, it's actually the second to last Gemara, that says that Mishameis Rebbe, Huchpalu Hatzaros, and the Helik Chassam Sofer that talks about the tremendous Yeridus Adoris that happened after the Ptira of Rebbe, Vadvar Matikin Ve'in Kamakom Lahar. But it's a very, very long Gemara. It's a blot and a half of Gemara, and clearly bringing out the importance, the significance of that event. That Gemara is also mentioned in Talmud Yerushalmi, and in Talmud Yerushalmi there's a few shinuyim. There's one shinuy nifla that's negei our Gemara. Rab Nosson b'shem Ramana. Rab Nosson said in the name of Ramana, Maisen nisim nasu b'isayoyim. There were incredible miracles that happened on that day. The day that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi left this world. Erev Shabbos Hoya, it was Erev Shabbos. V'nichnesu kol ha'yoris haspita. All the people from all the surrounding cities went to be maspid, the Gadol Hadar. The Gadol Hadar Yerois. V'ayshurinu tamnei esri k'nishon. Not just that, they made 18 levayas for the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. V'achsinu l'beis shroye. And it was only afterwards that they brought Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's guf to Beis Sharim, which where he was buried. Now, it was an Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a very short day. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. It's always a very, very short day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that Utlos, Miloshin Nitla, Loin Yoima, the day slept out a little bit. The day extended itself. The sun didn't set. Until every single person that had participated in the Levaya of Yehuda Hanasi was able to make his way home. And he had enough time to fill up a chavis of mayim. And he was even able to light candles for Shabbos. And then finally the sun set. But as soon as the sun set, all of a sudden the rooster started doing his thing. And the oilam realized that they mamish went through the whole Friday night. Rabbeinu Dal Makula, they lit candles like Mamish Fartuks. Shari Matzikin. And they began becoming in terrible, terrible tsar. Amrin, they said, Dilma de Chalal and Shufsa. Bechar, we were Mechal Shabbos. Asos Baskov Amrlein. All of a sudden, Baskov came out and said, Kol Mitchaloy Nisatzo, the Hesped Deutsch Rebbe. Any person that was involved in the Hesped of Rebbe doesn't have to be worried about Chilul Shabbos. Yehe Mevusser Lechay Olam Haba. Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Habi. Ready for this? Bar Min Katsra. This is the rest of the story. With the exception of that one infamous launderer who we've spoken about so many times, right? With the exception of the launderer. Because this launderer was busy doing laundry and he was doing sponger and he was not engaged in the hesped of Rabbi. And he heard that any person that was Nisatzel Bespeit Deshul Rebbe is not Muftalik Shuvla Yil Haba. Kivin Deshama came when he heard this. Solak Ligri went to the roof. Utli Garme and he jumped off. Umis and he died. Nofkas Braskol, what's known in Bavli as Baskol. The Umrah and said, Vafilu Katsra, that even this Katsra is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. But what do you see from here? You see from here that this same exact maisa happened. It was, in fact, a very dramatic example of Amdalei Chama. This has real Yeshua ben Nun Moshe Rabbeinu Akiva ben Gurion vibes. If that's the case, L'chaira, how is this Shimon Agmar? Tosfos already is getting involved. Not just three, I have a fourth and I have a fifth. L'chaira, I have a sixth right here. So Lulei de Mistafina, and maybe this is Emes, and maybe it's even Emes Lamita. Maybe you could say Pshadazai. It's Mavur in this Yerushalmi. It's Mavur in this Yerushalmi that the Olam was very, very worried when this happened, right? When they came home, I mean, it was a very long day. Right? The Olam was looking, you know, it's interesting. The day feels long, right? Boy, you know, time flies when you're having, I mean, they're at a hesped, right? But it's like a very, very long day. And all of a sudden, the sun sets and they make Shabbos and then the Olam looks out. Also, the roosters are doing their thing and they chop all of a sudden. Zorcha Shemesh. All of a sudden, it's day. And they were so worried. And the reason they were so worried is because they thought that they were Dilma the Chalal in Shufsa. So what happened? A Baskol came out, and the Baskel said, "Kol Mishloy Nesatzel Bespedus Harebi Yehem Mevusel Chayo Olamah." With the exception of the Katsra, why not the Katsra? Because the Katsra was Nesatzel Bespedus Harebi. He was doing his job, and as a result, he had tremendous Chalich Sadas. Solik Leigra, he goes to the roof, he jumps off, and then the Baskel came out and said, "Vafilu Katsra." The Shita Mekubet says in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amidus. A Shita in Ksubas. The Shita Mekubet says in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amidus brings this Yerushalmi. And says a pirush on the Yerushalmi. What's going on with this koyvis? He is going to have, he's not going to have, he jumps off. Oh, now already he's good to go. Says the Shita Mekubet, says a dover niflam mamish. He says that really the oilam was afraid that maybe they were Michal Shabbos. They were. They were Michal Shabbos. It was Shabbos. The Baskel said, however, that any person that was engaged in Hespeid Shel Rebbe doesn't have to worry about the Chil Shabbos. There's going to be a pardon, right? The president, even in a democracy, has the ability to pardon people that do wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kol Mishloin Esatzel Bespeidei Shel Rebbe, Yehi Mevuser L'Chai Olam Haba." He doesn't have to worry. The problem is this Koivis, he was Michal Shabbos, thinking it was day, but he was Michal Shabbos, and he didn't have the schos of being a Loin Esatzel Bespeidei Shel Rebbe. So what did the Koivis do? He went to the roof and he jumped off. And it's based on the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Mishen eschayv skilo. If someone doesn't have air, they eschayv skilo. Oy nafal min agag. Because afal pisha arba mises bezdin batul, abedin arba mises bezdin loy batul. So says the sheet that he gave himself skilo. When he gave himself skilo, yotza baskov amra afilu katsura. Because the skilo is mechaper. We know the Mishnah Masech the Sanhedrin. And as a result, like this, he's good to go. But that's what happened over here. The Olam was worried they were Michal Shabbos. They were Michal Shabbos. Oh, but Kyo Mishle Nesatz Bespeit the Sharebi is going to be pardoned. The Koivis wasn't. So the Koivis is chayiv for Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos toch skilo. So he goes to the roof, he jumps off, he's an Oynafel Min Agag, and that's why he's off the bat. If you look at the Karbin O'Eda right here, right, the classic Pirish, here in the Yerushalmi Ksubas, he says the same thing. He says, Bar Min Katsra, Chutz Miyotza Koivis, Sha'osa Melachtoi Balaylo, Hahi, V'loi Osak, Kol Halayla Behespedo, V'chilel Shabbos. Even the Shamahai Koivis Kane, Olo Laliyo, V'hippel Atzmoi Lamato, Kedin Mechalo Shabbos Shechayev Skilo, V'meis, Novkus Yotza Baskel, Afilo Hai Koivis Mezui Chay Lamabo, Sha'avoinoi Neschaper, V'kvar Osak Behespedo the Rebbe, and he says, Al Sespedo the Rebbe, it's slightly different punchline, but this is what's going on over here. But one thing is clear in the Shita Mekubet says, in the Karbin O'Eda, that there was a Chil Shabbos over here. That's what went on. This bothered me so badly. You know why? Yeshua ben Nun. That's the spitz of the Lechama, right? That's the spitz. That's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Yeshua ben Nun. Why did Yeshua ben Nun make the Chama stop in its tracks? It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's in Perek Nun Beis. Moifes Shishi. Miyoyim She'nivu Shamayim Va'aretz. from the day that Shemayim v'aretz were created. Hayorech v'koychavim v'mazalois oylun lahar alarz. Rather, you have to know Pashup Shad on this because the Chayyur, the Ma'aretz weren't created until the fourth day. But miyom shenivru Shemayim v'aretz, hayorech v'koychavim v'mazalois oylun lahar alarz. Ve'inon ma'arin zezeh. They never get into any conflict, right? Everything does exactly what it's supposed to do. Ad Shabbat Yehoshua, until Yeshua ben Nun came, va'asam b'lchamten shal Yisrael, and he was leading a war for the Jews. The Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'ro Yehoshua b'tzarasin shal Yisrael. And he was very worried about Saras and Shal Yisrael. Shelo yichalu as Shabbos. He was worried that I don't want the yidden to be mechalu Shabbos. Va'oid, additionally, shero chartumim ha'amayron koyfshem b'mazalos ba'ma Yisrael. He saw that the chartumim, all the kishuf machers, were coming after the yidden with all their things. Me'os Yeshua, what Yeshua ben Nun do? Pashat yadoi lo'or hashemesh ulo'or yoreach ulo'or hakoychavim. The hisker aleim es Hashem, the amdu kol echad the echad shloishim v'sheishoyis v'chulu v'chulu. Why did Yeshua ben Nun stop the sun? Says the Birkat Rabbi Eliezer, to make it Shabbos shouldn't come yet. He didn't want Shabbos to come. Why doesn't he want Shabbos to come? Because he doesn't want the Yidden to be Mechal Shabbos, even though it's Melchama, it's Hutshra. But good, he doesn't want them to be Mechal Shabbos, and as a result, he stopped. The Yerushalmi is mavur by Rebbe that they were Mechal Shabbos. Ad kedekach, they needed a baskel to say because they weren't a satzel b'speidish rebbe, they're going to get a pardon. And the one koivitz who was a satzel b'speidish rebbe is chayef echil Shabbos. Zotashita b'kubetzes, that's why he's the noinofom in Agag. Here it's mefurish, the reason Yeshua ben Nun stopped the sun is so it's, in other words, yesh lachker, let's clarify chakira. Right, let's clarify chakira. Bosh lachakira, let's make believe this is first Seder now. Yesh lachker, if somebody had the ability to stop the sun, right, like Yeshua ben Nun, like Nagdima Ben Gurion, you have the ability to stop the sun. What's the Ged Advar? The Ged Advar is now that the sun stops, so time stops. Time stops, and then whenever the sun sets, and now we return to the regular program, which is Olam Kemenage Heilich, right? Is that how this works or no? Time continues. Rather, the sun is out at night. Or the moon is out during the day, right? It's Olam Hafachra Isi, Mamish. Literally. Is that what's going on? Well, Yoinim Tachtoinim, Tachtoinim El Yoinim. Yeah, Pasha the Chakira. Nothing fancy over here. I'm Pasha clearing a very simple Chakira. What happens when the sun, and it's not Lahalacha Lamaisa Mamish, but what happens when the sun stops? Right, Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha of the Chacham Tzvi, whether a goyim is mitzar flamin. Everyone says, why is the Mishnah Berurah bringing it? It's not a gay halacha lemais. You never know. You never know. So what happens if somebody stops the sun? Right, Pasha the Chakira. Does time stop? The world hits the pause button and now we have to unpause? It's like just a brief intermission mitten the ganze Welt over here? Or no, the world is continuing the way it is. L'chayra, this conflicting mashmais. From the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer by Yeshua ben Nun, it's clear that when Yeshua ben Nun stopped the sun, the world stopped. Forget, like this day, they were never Mechal Shabbos. It was the longest Friday ever, but that's what this was over here. So basically, the world stopped. By Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's Mefurish they were Mechal Shabbos. As I state in Shita Mekubay, we're Shayim talking here. As I state in Karben Eida, the way he's Mefarish to Yerushalmi, that's the Pshat and Da'u Koivis. L'chayru this conflicting mashmoyz. Aber ein zach, let's talk, let me read in via briske yet. Steht dos in dot zwei dinim, when it comes to amodas Hashemesh. You can make the sun stop with the gedad vormers, the world stops. And then there's a gedad amodas Hashemesh, it's upshat that the world stops. The world is going vait, it's oylem kemen oge oylem krada. This day is going to end up being a very sunny day, right? It's going to be like, you look at the 5-day forecast, the sun might not set until 4 in the morning. Hopefully not tonight, by the way, but we're all fasting. But regardless, so like this, the sun ends up being a very, very long day, right? Today we'd do well if the moon came out at like 3 o'clock. Fire up to Kuczynski's mind, you know? But either way, so the kids are, so like this is a, but one thing is clear, that what happened by Yeshua ben Nun and what happened by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was different. Al Pisa Pasha, you could say, in a very truk in a nusach, that it could be the shloisha that were knocked on Lamchama, the Gedda Advarim, was the world stopped. That's an incredible miracle. That's Pillay Ploy. By Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it was a little bit different. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the world went weiter. For her raya, that the world went weiter, the raya, the world went weiter. You see, it was Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? The sun didn't set yet. The terrence is that Be'etzim Mitzat Desmanim, it is Shabbos. Nor bus, the sun is still out. That's a whole different gad. That's also a miracle. Of course, Maisa Nisim, Levi. That's Lashon HaYerushalmi. No one's debating the miracle. But don't conflate this miracle with the miracle in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafei, which is also a Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chaf. Again, Tosfos, even if you go through Tosfos, right? Tosfos, why is it three? Why not Yaakov? Why not Chizkiyo? Tosfos has V'yei Shloima for Yaakov, V'yei Shloima for Chizkiyo. Tosfos is a V'yei Shloima for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, a very shtag Yehuda HaNasi. Lamaisa, I found that we know the Radal, David Luria, wrote a pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Let me rephrase that. He wrote an epic pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. There's also Hoysophis HaRadal. There's different Hoysophis that the new Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer has incorporated. Different Hoysophis that he wrote. In the Hoysophis HaRadal, on this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Radal asks this kasha. He asks this stira. L'chor, there's a stira between the Mice of Yeshua Ben Nun and the Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And this is what he answers. He says, V'yesh l'chalik bin hachta hachad Yeshua, she'nokta hachama b'chol oil. Again, he doesn't ask it on the Gemara. He's not going on Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Chafei. He's asking the steer between these two. He says, V'yesh l'chalik bin hachta hachad Yeshua, she'nokta hachama b'chol oil, la'ahida shkafta de Rebbe, sh'loi nokta lehem hachama. Rak, Hashem heir le'ineyem shalo oiskim, ba'ashkafta ki ilu hu yoyim. Says the Radal a little different, more balabatish. He says by Yeshua ben Nun, the whole world was affected. It was the entire world. But that's how it was Niskayim, the bracha that Yaakovinu gave Ephraim, that he's going to be Meloi Kol Oilam. How is it going to happen? It's going to happen through this miracle. But for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that wasn't the Geder. The Geder was, it only happened for them. His Loshen is, Shloi Noktol Hem Achama. The sun didn't stop. It sounds like what he's saying is that really the sun set. Everything was oilam kemenag oilach. But Hashem brought out this oil. I don't know. He brought out an oil. And because of this oil that he brought out, maybe the world was different. The problem is it's very not meduktic that way in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is utloslon yoyma, the day extended. Ad shahoye kalecha de'echam agiyah lebeisai. Umemalo lechavish al mayim umadlak asaner. Kivan sheshoka hachamo. As soon as the sun set, korag ever. Yeah, that's what the Yerushalmi says. Shalmi sounds like the sun did not set. Radal's not saying that. Radal's saying it set. Narvas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was heir. Yech sheyir, the Iker Mahalach, to be Mechal between Yeshua ben Nun and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that's already Mefurish and the Hisophis from the Radal, but it could be that's the Chilek. It could be the Chilek is again, Doshtei to by Yeshua ben Nun, it wasn't Shabbos yet. Fakert, the whole purpose of Amdalei Chama was to prevent Chil Shabbos. By Rudan Nasi, it's Mefurish, it was a Chil Shabbos. So he say, Meres, the two Hamadas Hashemishes were Choluk Be'ikr HaYesoid. One is Hamadas Hashemish, the Welt stopped. Mamish, the ganze Welt took a pause. The other one was, it was just together that the sun stopped, but it didn't affect the Oilam Kevin Hamay Hoylech. Could be the Shloish and Noctel Am Chama is talking about where the world stopped. Either way, we'll stop here.